Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aledio.com Sports Station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the Morning, live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Ryan Wood from PackerNews.com joins us in about 20 minutes from now. We'll recap Packers training camp from over the weekend. Also, we'll preview the preseason game number two coming up for the Packers on Thursday with the Ravens. But first, the Brewers take 2-3 from the Rangers this weekend at Miller Park. Time to welcome Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com, MLB.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McKelvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, joining Chuck and Winkler. Adam, how's it going today, buddy?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Adam, Christian Yelich has missed five games in a row. He's had this back issue all season. Is this going to be a chronic thing with him going forward? Is this thing that's ever going to get licked?
Well, I mean, there's no certainly that's the hope, I think, because they treat it and they do this, you know, they call it prehab, where they try to avoid these bouts and they go weeks and months where they do, and then it pops up. And what Craig Counsell said is they haven't been able to pin down like what the trigger is when this happens. It'll just be in a game where he feels a grab, and it happened this time during the two-homer game in Pittsburgh. And then they've got to be careful with it because they don't want it to, become something that is a serious weeks-long injured list type of issue. And that's what they did again here is they shut it down, and this time it took 5 days, and they never know how long it's going to be. It's good when it's good. And, you know, I asked Craig Counsell whether that's an uncomfortable feeling as a manager, that your best player could go down at any time and you can't predict it. His the way he looks at it is that's the nature of injuries. If you could predict it, someone would be very rich doing that. So they just have to live with it. It's the reality. His back's a little bad every now and then, and I don't know that they're going to ever be able to totally lick it.
Yeah, that's the scary thing with him going forward, because obviously, cornerstone of the franchise, great player, but it's like every so often, and it happened like right by the All-Star break there when they were in Pittsburgh, happened again, and it's like, man, I don't want to have this thing where, you can't count on Yelich being in the lineup every day because you're worried about this back.
No, and if it happens, the night before the wild card game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But look, what are you going to do? Again, I think they treat it as well as they can, and they don't wait for it to happen before treating it. He does all kinds of stuff every day. You always see him coming in and out of the pool, and he does a lot of work to stay on the field as much as he does. But this is just part of his story. Now, the one thing is, it's not a structural thing. So this is their belief, that it's not like a disc or something degenerative. It's a muscular thing that for whatever reason, the way he's built, it pops up from time to time. And it happened to him in Miami, too. So everybody's got their issue, and this one is Christian Yelich's.
Talking with Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com, MLB.com, here on Chuck and Winkler on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Adam, why does Adrian Hauser continue to vomit on the mound? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Again, I think if there was like an answer for that, you probably wouldn't do it, because he keeps picking across 40,000 plus to do it.
Like, is he nervous? Look, or?
Well, would you be?
Yeah, I mean, but then he goes out and has his best outing, so.
I think he just gets amped up. Look, the story last year, it was that crazy day where he was up all day traveling, barely ate, chugged, you know, cups of gallons of water. He was in kind of a strange place physically for the last one. This time, Craig Counsell thinks he just got, you know, he just gets amped up out there. It's just something he does. I think he should embrace. Look, I give him credit, and I'm very thankful that he sort of laughs about it because it is, it's a little funny. I mean, Pete Vukovic did it to great effect, right? Like, he would go back there and, you know, throw up a little bit and between batters and go about his business, and he won a Cy Young. So I don't know that this is something that necessarily needs to be solved. Maybe he should embrace it, and maybe there's some endorsement opportunities out there for him.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You know, the Brewers, they couldn't complete the sweep on Sunday. Still a solid weekend. You take two or three from the Rangers, but still you only score a combined 9 runs in 3 games. What do you think it's going to take to get this offense back on track? Maybe Yelich getting back in the lineup, or is it a problem that's maybe a little bit bigger than that?
They've been puzzled by sort of the ups and downs of this offense because they thought that adding Moustakas and Grandal would be, would really give you a nice, consistent scoring attack. And it hasn't always been that way. Part of that is just the game. I mean, the fact that every team goes through periods like that, I think this team expected to have fewer of them maybe than they've had. One issue lately is obviously Yelich being out. Kane, at least on the road trip, the last road trip was quiet. He's been quiet for much of the season. That's taken a huge dent out of their offense. And I think we're going to see more and more of Trent Grisham when he plays in that leadoff spot because he's like Kane, his strength is getting on base. And he's a guy that if he is getting on base can kind of be a spark at the top of that lineup. So we'll see that to the extent that's possible with the other outfielders they have if Yelich is back on Tuesday. But it's one of the things they're trying to get better at. They thought they would be a more proficient offense than they've been. I don't think that's their number one problem, but it's been something that is, you know, especially in the middle part of the season, it's not clicked for them. And, you work on it. You try to get those runners from third with less than two outs, which they've done a poor job of this year. You try to hit with a runner in scoring position, which they've done a poor job of this year. But it's not like something you flip a switch and make happen. It's something that they just have to grind away at and try to get in a good rhythm. And it looks like they're going to have to score some runs down the stretch because the pitching is not in a strong position right now, and they're going to need to score some runs to win games.
Phil Lorenzo Cain, I mentioned this to Tim Allen a while ago, Phil Lorenzo Cain is just kind of hanging in there. Anytime he goes to the ground, Adam, and I'm noticing this, anytime he's diving for a ball out in center field or he's sliding into second base like yesterday, it takes him a while to get up, and you can see the grimaces. He's going through some pain out there. I don't know what it is, but he's going through something.
It's so hard to figure him out because, like, he does that all the time. That's kind of his shtick. I mean, you see him in the clubhouse walking around, and you think, oh, my God, this guy's going to miss the rest of the season. And then he goes out and, you know, saves the game with a defensive play. It's, like, part of his charm. But I think we noticed it less last year because he was going so good and it was more obviously a shtick. And this year it looks more serious because he's just not hitting. He's not getting on base the way he was. But all that said, there have been physical things this year. The thumb was a really big one. And when he went cold again, I wondered whether that thumb was acting up again. But he said in Chicago, at least, he said no, that wasn't the case. That there were some things happening with his body. You're right. His legs. There's got to be something with his lower half. But like everybody's got that. I mean, at this time of year, the training room is very, very busy. These are the hardest days to play. It's often hot in some of these cities. It's not yet September. It's not yet really the pennant race where adrenaline is kicking in the same way it will in a couple of weeks. These are the difficult days, and I agree with you that Lorenzo Cain is grinding through this, but I would just say that he's not the only one. And they've made moves now to address the fact that he is not hitting, or at least not getting on base. He's hit seventh some. you know, he's not been a lock for that leadoff spot since Trent Grisham came up, and that's a reflection of the fact that he is having a bad offensive season, and it's something that he's been really frustrated about. He's mad at himself for expanding his strike zone, and he is trying really, really hard to be the offensive player he was last year because he takes a ton of pride. You hear it every time we talk to him after a good game, that he feels like he's the guy that drives the offense and is responsible for everything getting going, and he doesn't feel like he's done that this year. And that's reflected in the numbers. It's just a fact that he has had a poor year and is one of the guys who's taken a big step back from last season.
Talking with Adam McKelvey from MLB.com as well as Brewers.com here on Chuck and Winkler. And Adam, yesterday, that's the first loss for the Brewers this season when they have a starting pitcher go at least seven innings, so they're now 10-1 on the season. We keep talking about the offense and the offense problems with the within the lineup and lack of run production. You know, as far as these injuries go, and you look at starting pitching being such an issue, Brandon Woodruff, Yoelis Chacin both out right now. What's their timetable look like? Are they going to get them back anytime soon? Because as you saw yesterday, when the starting pitching, or I should say just previously, you know, the starting pitching's there, this is a good baseball team.
Yeah, look, the short answer is no, you're not going to get them back anytime soon because they're playing catch, but that's going to begin a long process of getting on a mound. That's a whole different animal when you're throwing off a mound with that full extension, full effort, and see what it feels like for Woodruff in the oblique and Chacin more on around his back in the lat. So they've got a long road ahead of them. You're talking September. So they're going to have to navigate the rest of this month with what they've got. And that made, you know, these glimpses of Hauser, it's two of the last three or two of the three starts, have been really promising. The one in Oakland was really good, too. And obviously the Puke game was very solid. So it's a big deal because he is a young guy with a good arm that they need right now. And they need everybody. You know, Gio Gonzalez, too, had questions with the shoulder. They need him right now. They need innings from these guys because they are at the end of their depth. And to me, we talk a lot about the offense because there's nothing worse than a team not hitting. They look dead. They look like they're not trying. They look like they're pressing, however you want to describe it. And we spend tons of time talking about it. And when you go to a game that a team doesn't hit, it's what you talk about. But I agree that the bigger issue right now, the bigger question of whether they can hang in there in this at least this wild card race, is the pitching. Because, again, they have used their depth. They went into the year with what they thought they was enough, and they are at the end of it. So they really badly need performances from the players who are in these spots right now. They cannot afford any more injuries, and it's a really important couple of weeks, as if they're all not important. But it's a really important couple of weeks to get through before you can bring in some reinforcements.
You know, the fact that they did not go out and give themselves another stopper in the bullpen, and I get it. I understand. Not happy with it, but I wish they could have got somebody in here because Hader, I don't like the idea of you have Hader once a series, he pitches his one or two innings, and then you don't have him for the next 2 days, and then I'm relying on Matt Albers to close out the game with him for me on Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, look, that's one of the real positive stories this season is Albers, and people are down on him because they remember that couple of weeks stretch where he just got tattooed after coming back from the shoulder last year. But where would they be without him this year? I mean, it would be where would they be without Junior Guerra, who certainly had his down times, but he's in a really good stretch right now as well. And again, it's at a time where they just need every out they can get right now. So I give those guys credit, those two players in particular, for stepping up with Knebel down, with Jeffress just not the same. They have really stepped up and been hugely important what this team is doing this year and the fact that they're competitive. They need step up performances, and this is opportunity time if you look at it for some of these. Jake Feria, who they just brought in, maybe we'll see Ray Black, the other pitcher they got, and you know, I understand you wanted a Will Smith, you wanted a stopper, but I think when they had all those issues, Woodruff go down, Chacin go down, sort of right before that deadline, the focus shifted to depth, getting multiple guys versus getting, you know, one really good one, because they needed multiple guys, and they've already called up a couple of them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that and fixing the bullpen. But why didn't more teams, you know, inquire about Mike Minor, especially after what you saw yesterday? The guy goes 8 innings, 11 strikeouts, and he's been great. I mean, his last two starts. I know he had a rough July, but did they make any, you know, any phone calls on Mike Minor? And why didn't more teams, I guess, just reach out to the guy? It seems like everybody needs starting pitching, and there's one of the...
No, but I would guess that every team that was even remotely thinking about acquiring pitching did just that and asked about Mike Minor. You know, it always takes two to make a trade.
Right.
And, the Rangers are over 500 team themselves and just opted not to trade him. So if there was opportunity there to do it, just like Madison Bumgarner, just like Wheeler, just Noah Syndergaard, it takes two sides to make a deal, and if the one side's not willing to do it unless the get is something astronomical, franchise changing, which it sounds like a lot of the asks on pitching, including Matthew Boyd in Detroit. Sounds like these asks were astronomical, or they were going to be content to hold. And a lot of teams, I think a lot more teams than expected, held on to their assets, particularly starting pitching assets. And that's why you saw, I think there's a number of teams out there that wish they would have got another starter at the deadline, but they didn't do it because the other team wasn't willing to make that deal.
You can find his work at Brewers.com, MLB.com, Adam McKelvey, who joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Adam, enjoy your day.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. See you guys.
Adam joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. And Freems, everybody was talking yesterday, why didn't more teams inquire about Mike Minor? Look at the New York Yankees. As good as they are, they have no starting pitching. So what Adam says there is teams were making that phone call, just the asking price maybe a little bit too much.
Teams are more likely these days to keep that controllable talent. They don't want to pay these guys. They want to keep controllable talent. They want to keep their prospects, man. And by the way, with Hauser throwing up on the mound on Saturday, sometime before the end of the show here, I got to tell you, that's not an uncommon thing for athletes and coaches and managers to have that happen to them.
You ever throw up before you cover an event for the AP?
No. Throw up before my interview here at the radio station.
Really?
10 years ago. No. I'll tell you, sometime before the end of the show, I might give you some examples of guys who just, I mean, it's not as uncommon as you think. I mean, people are all surprised about Hauser doing that. But it happens behind the scenes a lot more than you think it does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.